You know who I am?
No, I don't.
Would you mind asking around?
Sign this petition and save the trees.
Who cares?
Hey, mister, sign this petition to save the world from nuclear holocaust.
Who cares?
Hey, mister, they're gonna raise our beer tax 2 cents.
Oh, my God! What is this to be stopped?
I really love to drink beer.
If you don't love beer, you don't drink it. But I love it.
Pretty women make us buy beer. Ugly women make us drink beer.
Carter, Jimmy Carter's brother, had his beer. Maybe Hillary should have her own brand, too.
Thank you!
Get me another beer.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. Saving and good planning will bring us happiness in the future. Historically, nest eggs were ceramic eggs used to train young chickens to lay their eggs in nests rather than on the floor where they got dirty or cracked, making them unsafe to eat. Because the use of nest eggs resulted in a larger harvest of usable eggs, an old wives' tale sprang up that nest eggs somehow inspired the chickens to lay more eggs. That's why today we refer to money that's been put away for retirement as a nest egg, because that money earning interest in the bank will hopefully inspire us to put away even more. Solomon would have approved of using ceramic eggs or anything else to help us start saving for the future. In Proverbs 21:5, he wrote, "Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty." So when am I going to start making plans for my future? Saving and good planning will bring us happiness in years to come, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Center Point Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Troy King. As your Attorney General, I worked hard to keep Alabama's families safe. I wrote and passed the toughest sex offender law in the entire country, a law that Steve Marshall's paid lobbyist actively opposed. I made sure that violent criminals stayed where they belong, behind bars. And when I left office, violent crime was at the lowest it had been in 20 years. Today, it's at historic highs. It doesn't have to be this way. Join me in taking Alabama back. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, Post Office Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama 3612.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Rhonda Walker on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and 2 surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker. P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
It's 306 right now. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
And I kind of alluded that I was going to do this morning, so let's redeem the Baumhauer's winning word right now. Especially if you would like to pick up your $20 gift card this afternoon before we close here, before 5, and then redeem it. Tonight, join us at Baumhauer's after the show for our weekly after-party get-together. Always a good time. Got some am one of the people that's often there. I can't guarantee his appearance every week, but Terry Adams, he's known here as the much beloved and glorious. Prime Minister Playtime from Adams Motorsports. Hopefully they're busy there. I wonder if he sold those last two jet skis. If you want a jet ski, that is the optimum way to enjoy the water. They've got them, but they have them for a limited amount of time. They only get so many per year, and once they're gone, they're gone. So I wouldn't hesitate. And they can get you set up in time today to enjoy it on the water this weekend. So stop by and see Terry. They've got Suzuki Fest going on, all the off-road stuff, great interest rates, super deals, rebates, and more. At Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass in Ackle, 24/7, adamsmotorsports.com. And we got some good stuff for Terry when he joins us in the studio tomorrow. Well, I see all the lines have lit. That's a good sign. And you are caller one. Thanks for trying. You are caller two. Thanks. Caller three, we appreciate the effort. Caller four, thank you very much. And then for caller five, we give them the... You missed by one.
The old rusty or sad trombone.
Yeah. And to whom are we speaking?
This is Jan.
Hey, Jan, how are you?
I'm great.
Jan, do you have that winning word?
Would it be 599?
That is the winning word.
Oh, my God, I can't believe I won. Oh, this
finally.
Is so exciting.
Great.
Yeah, finally. Yeah.
A $20 Baumhauer Victory Grill gift card. I'm going to put you on the phone with Joey right
Thank
away.
You.
And if you are interested, you can pick it up this afternoon and come join us tonight or pick it up and use it whenever you want.
Okay.
It's your prize.
Thank you.
And you can cry if you want to.
Oh, so, I will.
All right. Thank you so much. And thanks for listening in the morning and the afternoon on this radio station. Deeply appreciated. When I walked in, Dan was walking out. And he said, how's the weather out there? And I'll tell you, it's hotter than hell, for starters. It says it's only 84, but the humidity is way up there. And as Rich predicted, there are thunderstorms blossoming all over the place. There's a lot of green on the radar, but most of it is not in the immediate vicinity of Montgomery proper. Looks like there's a thunderstorm or two over Elmore County. All of the stuff that's building up is moving very slowly to the south, if it's moving at all. But the immediate area, at least for now, I don't see nothing of great concern. Let me zero in here and do a little close-up. How's that close-up look?
You sure is ugly.
Not that close-up, the one on the radar map. Yeah, there's a rather powerful little storm that popped up just west of Eclectic, and that's moving south. Looks like it'll pass over parts of Wetumpka. And there's another one up by Deedsville that's moving south, and that will probably be in Prattville in about 20 or 30 minutes. Other than that, let's get the rest of the weather from the one, the only, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking, now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We continue to monitor future developments in the Gulf of Mexico, and that could have a big impact on the Memorial Day holiday weekend forecast. For today, limited sunshine, mostly cloudy with scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening. High today around 86, low tonight 70. A generous supply of showers and storms roaming around again tomorrow. Upper 80s tomorrow, upper 80s Friday, mid 80s Saturday. Limited sunshine with a better than normal chance of showers and thunderstorms, not only Friday and Saturday, but right on through the Memorial Day weekend locally. Heavy rain in spots. Keep on top of tropical weather developments with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. It has push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, plus access to my weather blogs and videos. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's lighten it up for starters.
So I decide I'll go, you know, my buddy tells me, he goes, hey, you should go to one of them bed and breakfasts. You ever hear tell that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. The idea is you go there, it's a guy's house, and you live in his room, and then he makes some breakfast.
Right. First.
Yeah. It's a thumbnail.
Yeah,
you know.
That's it, sure.
So, I looked one up on the internet there, and I found one. I went to Vancouver Island, Victoria, which is beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. It's God's little country. And so I go there, and I look up my place where I'm supposed to go. I have it on a little piece of paper. And I knock on the door, right? And there's no answer. So I knock again, and there's still no answer. So finally, I look like in the window there, and there's an old man sleeping on a couch, you know?
Yeah.
So I bang on the door, ringing the doorbell, you know? So finally, I hear like, hey, keep your pants on there, you know, from the inside. And he comes to the door, old guy, you know, but I'd say 80, 85 years old. Oh, really? Old Harold Delaney was his name.
Harold Delaney.
Yeah, nice enough gentleman, you know? And so I get in there, and I says, well, I better go to sleep. There's no one else there, you know? Like, I thought it'd be like a whole bunch of people in different rooms, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just me. Yeah. So I go up and I go to sleep and I'm ready to go to sleep. And a knock comes on the door, right? A knock on the on my bedroom door.
Right.
So I figure, uh-oh, old Harold Delaney wants to have sex with me there. You know? And,
that's the first thought that went through your mind, huh?
Well, I'm a young fella. Yeah, these days,
yeah,
anything
not a
goes.
Looking guy, yeah, sure.
No,
yeah.
Not a,
traveling alone, why
sure.
not?
And of course, that's not. I didn't come to Victoria to have sex with old Harold Delaney. You know, I came to do some sightseeing.
Of course. Yeah.
So then I hear him. He goes, well, "You ought to play some Scrabble."
Oh, Scrabble.
Yeah, so I say, okay, that's good.
Sure.
I'll play some Scrabble. So I go down, and he pulls out this old Scrabble game there, and we start to play, you know, and I like Scrabble, you know. So I get the first turn, you know, because I picked the lower letter, and so I get the first turn. So I make rabbit, you know.
Pretty good.
It's a good word. And then I do it pretty quick. I take, like, a couple of minutes. And then old Harold Delaney, he takes like a half hour to like get his word. And the whole time he's not talking, he's not telling me old stories. Yeah. I like hearing old stories, you know? And instead, it was like for a half hour, it was just Harold Delaney going. So then after a half an hour of that, you know, I'm just sitting there, he comes up with his word, it's a hat. His word, yeah, hat. So he puts it, and he takes the word hat, and then he puts it like way in the corner on that triple letter score,
right?
The triple word, the red one,
right?
You want to get to?
Yeah, sure.
But you can't just put it there.
No, it's got to have some relation to rabbit.
Yeah,
yeah.
You got to move up there, you know, and finally get to there. But instead, he just puts it right there.
Oh no.
So I go, all right, you know. And so then it's my turn, you know, I do something, and quickly, and then again, the same thing, like, you know. And then time going by, and then every word, and I was coming up with good words, you know. I had sleigh, you know, a sleigh ride, and avocado.
Ooh.
It was a seven-letter word.
Yep.
You get 50 extra points. I'm still way behind him.
He's just freelancing the board.
Yeah. Yes. And so finally I decided I'm going to, like, I got to say something, you
sure.
know? So he, and all his words were like cup and hat, and I think it was just like things he'd see around the room, you know? And so I'm playing excellently. I should be in the lead, but instead I'm like 1,000 points behind. And finally, like, I got to say something, you know? Mm. So he puts a boot, you know, on this triple, and it really annoyed me because I was building towards
sure,
the triple
yeah.
letter, and he just puts boot, and so I said, finally, I gotta say something here, and I go, hey, old Harold Delaney there, I don't know, you can't put boot there, and then he goes, you never heard tell of a boot? So I go, no, I know what a boot is. I'm just saying. He goes, that fella goes out there to wear a boot. So I go, no, I know what a boot. I made avocado. I know a boot. You know? And it just took him forever. And I think, and also I noticed a weird thing. He had no, there were no blanks. You know, the blanks in the game, and it's always good to use any letter,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
I realized there's no blanks in this game. And I figured old Harold Delaney must have, when he got the game, figured, what the hell is that, you know, and throwing it away.
Can't use it.
Yeah.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
That's the way to start the show, huh?
No.
Whatever you say, it's happy hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. I am your gracious and occasionally trucking host, Greg Goodell, my tunnel-like sidekick. Join me. He's here, too.
And here they are.
Please clap.
Clapper, Newt this afternoon said, I think most of these guys are panicking now because they know it's likely they're going to go to jail. And how about the NFL today? Already, it's racist because the NFL said if you want to not stand for the anthem, you can stand in the locker room. And already that's racist? Why? Why is it racist? I hope they don't lose their gut on this one. Clearly, we were talking this morning, the TV ratings for the year came out, meaning the going all the way back to the fall of 17 when they, the new fall, and they tracked the numbers all the way through this month, which happens to be sweeps month, and they list the shows that did the best over that whole year period. And this year, Big Bang Theory was number one for the first time since I don't remember when. Why is that a surprise? Because usually Sunday Night Football is number one because its average viewership is into the 20 millions over the, you know, the length of the season. And it counts as a primetime show. It's number two with an average viewership around 16 or 17 million,
wasn't
something like
Big
that.
Big Bang Theory all of a sudden become really good?
No. In fact, towards the end of the season, Big Bang's numbers were well down from 18 million. But this is a clear message. Now, of course, the media will never acknowledge it because a lot of people told the NFL, screw off. We don't need you. If this is the kind of behavior that you're going to sanction and condone, we don't need you. So they stopped watching. And it wasn't just a few people. It was a real wave.
Millions, yes.
And totally, there's no, there was no organized group or whatever. I mean, the organizations may, you know, like the vets and so forth, may have had opinions as a group, but it was pretty much an individual decision. I'm done with the NFL. Now they got a badly damaged product. They've got, well, lower ratings. You can't charge as much for a TV commercial when your numbers have gone down as they have in the NFL. So they got serious problems. So now they finally said, hey, you know, if you want to protest the fact that the country that's given you the opportunity to make a living most people can never even dream of living, and you don't understand why that rubs some Americans the wrong way, then stay in the locker room. But you're not, this is our workplace. This is our workplace rule. And if you don't want to obey it, you can stay in the locker room, or better yet, why don't you just go find another job that'll pay you what you're making? Most of them, in my opinion, probably could not function outside the realm of athletics. They may have degrees, they went to college, but outside of a pro football career, and which, by the way, is very brief, on average about, it's under 3 years.
They should prepare themselves. Like, I remember a great Tampa Bay Buccaneers linebacker, Derek Brooks. That guy was freaking brilliant. He actually, I think, got a master's because he knew, even though he had a storied career, that that career would come to an end. And he's become an incredibly successful entrepreneur afterwards. It's like a Baumhauer. Like, you know, there's some guys that plan. I feel bad for the guys that think football is going to last forever and their body's broken and they don't know what to do. Just, yeah, it's stupid.
The reliable liberals are all out there from Chuck Todd. I mean, you can't do that. We're going to be a free country. This is not, this is the workplace. The NFL is your boss. And this is what the boss says. If you don't like it, you're free to leave. So good for them. I knew they were going to have to do something because they were hemorrhaging. Look at all the pictures. Remember the every week we would get a Twitter run. I forget the name of the group that did it, but they would show you the half-empty stadiums.
Yeah,
it wasn't just the TV ratings were down, but people were staying away from games. You had vast sections in some cities of empty seats. So people not only stop watching, they stop going to games. Now, these guys all want to make more money. They all want to, you know, but if you don't want to cooperate with the league rules, I'd just say leave. Show us how committed you are to your cause. How many $12 million a year jobs did Colin Kaepernick get after he behaved his way out of the league? I don't recall companies rushing up to him and saying, hey, we can use you here.
Well, and generally,
anybody.
I want football to just be football. And I know, like, the league does the league-wide, like, breast cancer awareness. And I do all these different things because they have a big platform and they're being responsible corporate entities. But I just be about football. And on your own time, do what you like. You're making enough money where you could do some powerful things. You could probably get with other players in the league if you want to protest, you know, police brutality or how do you think people are being treated. But I think the style of the protest turned a lot of people off and did not get the message they wanted to get across. I think it backfired in many ways.
A lot of interesting comments, too, on the thread. This is on FoxNews.com. Mm-hmm. This is one of the comment sections. There's a troll here and there.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
But most people are calling it for what it is. It's just another excuse to cry racist where it doesn't exist. It's not or compulsory patriotism. Well, name a country that's better than this one. The fact that you have a right to protest, whether you do it in an empty locker room or you've got plenty of free time, you got about 6 months off every year, take that money you make and start an organization, try to raise awareness for whatever wrong you think needs to be righted, and give it all you got. That's part of being in a free country. Compulsory, but America is the country that allows you to do that. You stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastards.
I will say, especially as the libertarian contrarian in me, that as a kid, I'm not making this up, every day, I went to a private school, but every day you stand for the prayer, this is the Catholic school, and then the pledge. And, you know, after years of standing up for the pledge every day before school starts and it's being done over the intercom, I would have these moments like, this is silly. Like, what am I doing? And as I grew older and learned, oh, wait, I'm standing up and saying the words written by some Christian socialist who wanted to indoctrinate the nation to be prideful. No, I have the freedom of speech. I love America. Doesn't mean I have to stand up and recite your stupid little prayer. That's just the contrarian in me. I don't know. It doesn't surprise me that the NFL's gone this way, and they have every right to do it. They're a private organization. But did you
They're
see...
They're a private organization that's rapidly going out of business.
True. Did you see, though, going out of business, it made me think of this, what all the leagues, pro leagues, are trying to do now that gambling's on the table in some states?
Huh.
And this is the NFL, MLB, NBA, all major professional sports leagues. If gambling gets legalized in a certain state, they want, I think, a federal law that we get 1% of every transaction to go to, like, anti-corruption measures.
Oh, yeah. Well, how about...
It's like, what, y'all just want more money?
Did you see what the brilliant Democrats have come up with? Not all of them, but there's a bill coming out that would repeal the tax cuts.
Oh, Lord.
Repeal the tax cuts. And believe me, people who have gotten used to taking home more money are not going to want to give it back, especially for the cause that they've listed here. They want to use, pull the story here. I want to read some of the comments on it. Do you see this Frank and Comey Mark Fair did? That's pretty funny. They want to rescind the tax cuts, use that money to pay off $1.4 trillion. In student loan debt. And my answer to that is F you. Up your ass with that idea. If you've got a big student loan debt, don't you bear some responsibility for that? For going and showing up and not questioning why tuition rates are so outrageous? You could have stayed in town, gone to a school like AUM. And it's still kind of expensive there, but not nearly as expensive as going away. And I would like to see an investigation into why college tuition rates are as high as they are. Back in my day. No, they're talking about students with $700 a month loan payments.
Well, tuition's that high because they knew they were going to get guaranteed loans that you can't default on. Right. That's how I would change the student loan thing. Instead of, let's raise taxes and bail out all these banks that gave out the loans, let's actually say you can default on it. It's going to hurt your credit, like defaulting on any other thing. But the idea that you're locked into these loans for the rest of your life when it's not that way with anything else, it's a little fishy to me.
Here's a comment from Drew. Says, few people know this. Colleges and universities keep raising their tuition to the, quote, match point of federal funding student loans so they can take the maximum advantage of money from the government.
Exactly.
Problem is, for those who do not get government assistance, they bear the burden of the higher tuition. And it's insanity. I can't imagine. I mean, a $700 a month payment, it costs less than that for me to attend three semesters at Illinois, commuting to the university.
My dad went to Auburn, just like I did, and he actually would work at Lowe's part-time to help pay for his tuition. And when it came time for me to go to Auburn, they were looking at the tuition rates going, oh, even with a little scholarship, oh, man, there's no way you could work and pay for tuition. It's just priced out, and it is, I think, all this money that was thrown into the college system. They knew, as that comment just
and who
said.
Did that? Who was
the federal government, of course.
But what administration did the whole student loan thing over, huh?
Well, Obama expanded it.
Yeah, so we can send our kids off to get brainwashed into socialist thinking, then graduate them into a world that has nothing to do with it.
Well, and then there are places.
And then they're going to whine, piss and moan because they've got a worthless degree.
And then there are also places, say like Harvard, very prestigious. They're sitting on a lot of money. They've invested that money. Harvard could have all sorts of people go there for free.
Sure.
And would never mess them up. But they price it so high for exclusivity.
Well, plus, to get that free ride, you got to be usually a member of a special group that has been underprivileged, disadvantaged, discriminated against, you know, and
it is
or a dumbass athlete. One or the other. It's just...
If I could do it over again, I would not go to college.
Pardon me. Maybe I should feel differently, but I have, like, zero sympathy for the people that are buried under this. Secondly,
I have some.
When you start a college education and you know it's going to, you're going to, if you get through in 4 years and your debt total is going to be this number, you damn well better be studying for something that's going to pay you, help you make a living that'll help pay that off. That's why I have a story today about the kid, the 30-year-old, that his parents, there's a lawsuit because his parents wanted to throw him out of the basement.
I
at 30
that.
Years old?
Yeah. He wanted an eviction notice. Like they were legal landlords or something.
You know, I heard Hannity say something that made sense to me, and I agree with him. You got to struggle.
Yeah.
It's good for everybody to struggle, to learn how to live on a budget, to know that you just can't do whatever the hell you want when you want until you have the money to do it. It's a pretty simple premise, and when you go through that, when you have that experience, and man, I had it at a much later age than most people do, but it changed me forever, and I now look at my, I haven't become a cheapskate or anything, but in fact, by the way, this whole, you know, taking back the tax increase so they can pay off bad idea loans, whatever you want to call them. What about people like me and Michelle Lerner, my daughter's mother, who worked and sacrificed so Janelle could graduate debt-free? What's in that for us? Because we chose to be responsible. The deal with Goose was get good grades. Don't get into trouble. Get a degree. You do that, that's going to be the best investment that we could ever make. And that's exactly how it turned out. Because even a state school like FAU, while it's good, is not cheap. And, you know, Janelle had those that year where she had not one but two pretty serious illnesses and lost some time. But that may be the greatest gift we could have ever given her, was to get a degree doing something she loves and is good at, and not have to say, okay, you get that first paycheck, she's up to full graphic designer status at the zoo after starting there part-time. And that was the last time I really, I didn't get on her case. I just said, look, take it from one who knows the process of getting into the creative fields.
Yeah.
I know you're worth money, more money than you're getting right now part-time, even though you're working 40 hours. And you know that. You need to do this. You need to do this and be relentless and don't complain. Just produce great work. Let them see that you're reliable, that you're a team player. And when the opportunity comes and a full-time position opens, you'll be their first choice. And that's exactly how it worked out.
Yeah.
I said, I would rather loan you money if you had something you needed than have you go demand a raise that they're not ready to give, because that's just not going to put you in a good spot.
I think this is particularly important, like creative arts or creative work and trying to get paid for it. But any job, I would tell young folks, you should be doing more at a job than you think you're getting paid for. You should be giving more than you think you're getting paid for. That's, and your boss should definitely be thinking that.
Well, I announced my starting salary in Montgomery on the morning show today. We were talking about all this.
Yeah.
And I started in Montgomery at $23,000 a year. In the next Boom magazine, which is all about Rick Peters, the guy that owns Blue Water, there's a funny line in there about how I had tears in my eyes at my first paycheck.
Right.
Because I realized how limited I was going to be. But see, I had faith. That's why I took the crap job in Florida when I started down there. And I lost that job after 2 months because no dreams are going to become real working at that dump. And the best thing that could have happened to me was getting canned from there. That's part of the story on the buttery one as well. But you got to have some faith. You know,
bet on yourself.
Joey said, you got to work at a much higher level than you're being compensated. Instead of saying, well, you know, they're only giving me this, so I'm only going to try this. If you want to, especially in businesses like this.
Oh, especially.
Or any of the creative, you know, TV, whatever. Whatever you want to choose.
Now, Milton Friedman, I wanted to mention this before we went to the break. He had a solution to the loan problem. He said, instead of, here's all this money and go do whatever degree you want, the loan agreement should be, we'll give you all this money to get a degree, and you give us, say, 5% of your income for 10 years.
That's a reasonable idea.
And that means that we'll give loans to work that you could actually make an income with.
But for most people starting out, $700 a month is not 5% of their salary.
No, it is not.
That's...
I wish.
That's a ridiculous... Here's the thing. Let's say you did complete school and you start out at a job that pays 40 or 50, whatever. There's a future there. And you decide, well, I need to go to Jack Ingram and get myself a brand new Porsche or Audi or another car. And the payment, as it works out, would be about $700 a month. You can't. Nobody's going to approve that loan. But for some reason, it's okay to have a student loan at that number, whether you qualified credit-wise or not. So I like that idea. Milton Friedman was a genius. Too bad that he has gone before his time.
Yes.
Because we could sure use somebody like him now. I'd love to have him available to commentate, especially with all the financial networks. When he was a star, he had to be on Phil Donahue, that sorry-ass, silver-haired liberal idiot.
And you can still find on YouTube his whole Free to Choose series, where he talks about all sorts of different economic subjects. It's really good stuff.
Well, maybe we'll get, if the listeners just choose to not participate today, we'll just pull up some of those YouTube videos and play them.
I mean, they participated when you gave out that $20 gift card. They're out there.
Well, they sure did.
They're out there.
All right, speaking of Jack Ingram, now, if you need wheels, but you need to make a practical purchase and can't afford a $700 a month car payment, how about $50 a month for something that looks great and is reliable? And that's what you'll find in the cars under $10,000 at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. That specific category, great for new drivers, great for students heading off to school who will need wheels. You know, you worry about enough things as a parent, but you don't want to have to worry that, wow, I just bought my kid a lemon. when you buy from this category at Jack Ingram, you're buying cars that have been really, they have to earn their way in. These are not participation trophy cars. These are winners, because very few cars end up in this specific category. Now, at Jack Ingram, they have over 200 used and certified vehicles to choose from, but those under 10, some new additions this week, 2006 Toyota Matrix. They've got a Chevy Cavalier that's due to the group here, a Chevy Cobalt, a lot of Chevy, Nissan choices, small cars, larger cars, SUVs. Oh, they sold that Lexus. That was one of the cars that got moved. That Beetle is still there. What's the monthly payment on that? Let me just check this real quick, because that's a beautiful little machine. As low as $50 a month, the car gets 37 miles per gallon in the city, 44 on the highway. That's common sense. And they back up their product. So visit Tip Thames and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass, or browse online at Jack Ingram, SignatureUsedCars.com. 337 already.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they're still working that accident. Wears Ferry and Macklemore. That's a booger bear. Be careful if you're in that area. Otherwise, around the city, we check the Southern Boulevard around the truck stops. All in all, your Wednesday afternoon looking good. Premier Place in Prattville, you know they have everything. Shop Goodwill and GNC. They need a Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, it's 338 on News Talk 93.1 FM. There's lots of different things to catch up on, but I loved the article I read before I came in. Newt Gingrich seems pretty convinced that all of these shrieking memes from the Department of Justice, a lot of them are going to end up in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he's saying that to make people read his work. He's got good reason to say it. And the closer, they just bury themselves in lies because they were so confident that the bitch was going to win. And now she's running around at the Yale graduation. Her? Really? Because of her what? Great track record of self-reliance and ethics and accomplishment? You don't like that little Uranium One deal? Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. God, I'd love to see her cankles and those things they put around your ankles when you're part of a large prison group.
Ankle
process.
Bracelet?
Yeah.
Cankle
yeah.
bracelet?
See if they have double extra large.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Continuing to monitor tropical developments in the Gulf of Mexico, which could have a big impact on the Memorial Day weekend forecast. The risk for scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue through the evening hours and into the nighttime hours tonight. Overnight low temperature near 70. Tomorrow, look for a generous supply of scattered showers and thunderstorms roaming around again, mostly in the afternoon and evening hours. That's the best chance. High in the upper 80s, then upper 80s again Friday, mid 80s on Saturday. Limited sunshine both days and a better than normal chance of showers and thunderstorms. In fact, the good rain chance to continue right on through the Memorial Day weekend. Rainfall could be heavy in spots. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes with advanced interactive radar and push notifications for severe weather alerts. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Mike Holmes. I'm running for re-election as your representative here in House District 31. I'm a lifetime conservative Republican who advocates for more efficient use of your tax money, better education of your children, and ethical, limited government. I'm proud of my record of service in the House. I was one of only 23 House members with the courage to sign the Bentley impeachment resolution. My Judiciary Committee confirmed the evidence that forced this corrupt governor to resign. I have the right experience and the knowledge to best serve the people of Elmore County and the Alabama State House. I ask for your vote on June 5th, paid for by the Mike Holmes campaign.
I'm Dustin Devon, candidate for the Alabama State House. I'm running to fight for Elmore County and defend our rights. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and most importantly, I'm one of you, Elmore County, born and raised. Elmore County is getting left behind, and my opponent is the reason why. He has fought our county commission and refuses to take a leadership role and sponsor any local legislation directed at improving Elmore County. When the heat was turned on by the legislative leadership this year, my opponent folded and refused to uphold and strengthen our ethics laws. My opponent receives almost all his money from big special interest, PACs, and lobbyists. I have not taken a single penny of special interest, PAC, or lobby money. I'm ready to fight for economic development and infrastructure resources for Elmore County. We stand to gain substantially from President Trump's infrastructure plan, and while my opponent was fighting against Donald Trump's nomination, I was donating to Donald Trump and fighting to get him elected. I'm Dustin Devon, and I'd be honored to have your vote.
Paid for by Friends of Dustin Devon, P.O. Box 622, Wetumpka, Alabama 36092.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
President Trump is one appointment away from a conservative Supreme Court majority, and the court needs conservative state court rulings to overturn bad liberal decisions. That's why your vote for Tom Parker for Chief Justice is so important. Tom Parker is a strong conservative and nationally recognized constitutional scholar. Parker will lead the Supreme Court aggressively in fighting for our liberties and our constitutional rights, just as Tom Parker fought back and beat the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, George Soros wants payback, and Soros is ready to spend millions to defeat Tom Parker. Tom Parker stands up for Alabama and will beat Soros, just as he beat the SPLC. On our side, fighting for us, Tom Parker, Chief Justice. Fair, balanced, unafraid.
This is Justice Tom Parker. Thank you for your support. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
June 5th, the citizens of Autauga County will have the important task of selecting a new probate judge. Paul Beckman is clearly the best person for the job. Paul Beckman has a proven record of experience, and he's a man of his word. This is proven by Paul when he kept his promise of only serving two terms as your state legislator, something not very common these days when a politician has tasted power and privilege. Paul Beckman has spent 24 years as a lawyer practicing probate law. Paul's experience was relied upon as a legislator when he was asked to help improve Alabama's probate laws. For his work, Paul received a coveted Alabama Law Institute Award. Paul's experience has allowed him to teach many students probate law and allowed him to serve as a special probate judge for Autauga County. Experience counts, and Paul Beckman has that experience. June 5th, let Paul's experience and integrity serve you and your family as probate judge. Vote Paul Beckman for probate judge of Autauga County. Paid for by Friends of Paul Beckman, P.O. Box 68155, Prattville, Alabama 36068.
It would be a privilege to serve the citizens of Autauga County. I am Paul Beckman, and I approve this message.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Ace. The best time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, like the latest from Weber, Traeger, and more. And right now, get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grill brands, $3.99 and up. Get the right grill delivered right to your house. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale, happening now only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating store for scheduling and details. Propane tank not included.
Impressing with Amazon Music.
Are you just going to stand here all night, or are you going to go talk to him?
I will. I'm just choosing a playlist first.
Since when do you listen to country?
Yes, Jen! I love this song!
Very smooth.
Find the right playlist for just the right person. Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at AmazonMusic.com. Renews automatically, cancel anytime.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We just wanna go find the sun this weekend on this Memorial Day. Take a car trip in the sun once again. Everyone's doing the same. All this traffic is stressing me way too much. My blood pressure's getting high. I know I'll never get myself a flying car, but it's fun to fantasize. Oh, 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 we're driving, but we take too much time on this ride. Oh, 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 we're driving, it's vacation time, so we ride. Take too much time on this ride.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Let me tell you a couple of things about the weather. A young...
Joey!
And I were just outside, and I pointed out that thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm.
And the breeze kind of felt like it was coming towards us. So I pulled it up on the radar, and there is a sizable red cell thunderstorm that looks like it's about to hit Where's Ferry Road, that area. It's probably in Arrowhead and places along that way. And seems like it's going to hit the corridor between Taylor and Middle Ink. Pretty big storm. Probably won't last real long, but it's coming. And then take a look at the latest on Invest 90L.
It's coloritis!
Ah! Wow.
Well, I guess I'm staying inside Memorial Day weekend.
You can stay inside at our house if you want to come over.
You want me to come over? Invited?
I hope so. I spent $50 on Vienna wieners for my coworkers, so we could have a little party.
I'd be happy to nom on some wieners.
Now this we got to get Rich to call in. I don't know what he's doing this afternoon, but the headline from this Brand X source said, signs of development are increasing.
Mm-hmm.
Could be like Tropical Storm Alberto. But it's the spaghetti models kind of show it coming right into. Look at this. Here's that that grid, and it seems like it's taking aim just to the west of Panama City. So, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a wet weekend. 3:49. I'll tell you, this is one of those afternoons I was very glad to have air conditioning protection from Clark's. Even though the temperature, it's gone up 3 degrees since 3 o'clock. It's up to 87 at the airport right now. But the humidity is off the charts. It's very soupy. That's not going to do much to protect us from tropical weather either. And while there are thunderstorms popping up all over the place, that one in particular is coming through Wetumpka, taking aim at the eastern part of Montgomery proper, and will be over 2:31 probably before the before a half hour is up. I would say pretty sizable muscled up piece of weather, if I may use that term. But walking in and out of the house today, because I went to check on the tomato plants and they're thriving, and I saw a fat little rabbit too hopping along the side of the fence. It's cute. I think there's a rabbit family underneath my shed in the back. But it's nice to walk into that reliable wall of cool, dry air that Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing make sure that I have when I need it at this time of the year. It's just great to know you got the best in the business, making sure that your system is running efficiently, that if anything goes wrong, they're on the way with one phone call to 277-2125. That's the same number to call to get a Clark's Club membership. They'll come out immediately, give you a tune-up for the rest of the hot weather ahead, and come back in the fall and get you ready for you. We were driving on snowpack on January 17th. That's the same date Emily's getting married, I think.
Oh,
that was the date we had the real blizzard this year. So you never know what's going to happen, but we have seen all the extremes so far this year. Let Clark's protect you and your family and keep your electric costs down by making sure your system is running efficiently. 277-2125. They got a great team of plumbers. That's another story I can tell. But we're running out of time. Visit ClarkComfort.com to learn more. They're really outstanding people, and it's a great company. Biloxi Gambler.
Hey, guys, that weather must be really bad because I've checked my email, And every casino I do business with in Biloxi is begging me to come down. When I say begging, they're offering money, free suites, everything for this weekend, anything and everything you want. Come down. Just call this number.
Yeah, I would imagine a lot of the businesses along the entire Gulf Shore are probably not happy about this weather development.
Oh, no, because you kind of, you know, all of them along the coast, all your food places and everything, people are canceling their trips. And, I mean, they're really dependent on this weekend, and they ain't going to make it.
Right.
Well, unfortunately, as with each passing check, this thing looks like more and more like to be a likely event.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a little harder on us than we want to. I've always said, and the reason I won't move down there is this is the closest to the coast I want to live. It's close enough where I get to the coast, but when bad weather comes in, I got a 12-person storm shelter right here, and I've been through 5 tornadoes. I'd rather just stay right here.
Well, Biloxi Gamma, thanks for that insight. Yeah, because they know. They check in on these things ahead of time. And that's a very interesting development. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Yes, sir. Talk to y'all later.
Have a good one. Maybe he'll join us at Bomb Hours tonight. Hey, that may be the most fun you'll have in the next week, is joining us at Bomb Hours.
Now, wasn't it about 2-3 years ago where we were hanging out at the Prime Minister of Playtime's place, his pool?
Yes.
And it was a great day, and then the bottom dropped out from the sky.
Yeah, most Memorial Days in my history here, I remember the very first one, because that was on Memorial Day. That day, I met Skipper. In fact, it was Ben Hagler called and said, hey, I'm over at what they used to call the Wrinkle Room, whatever it was, on Zelda Road. And he said, Skipper is here from the Fox. He'd like to meet you. He likes your work. So I was with that girl Janet at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And all I remember, there wasn't a cloud in the sky, and it was blast furnace hot all day long. The time we were at the Much Beloved and Glorious is, yes, it was nice for the afternoon. Got fried and stuffed with good food. But just as we left, massive thunderstorms broke out. But most Memorial Days, in my recollection, have been on the dry side. But this one, I just hope it doesn't drown my tomato plants before they even have a chance to get started. 3:54, let's see how the roads are doing as we close in on a fresh edition of Fox News already. This hour's flown by.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we're still watching that accident on Ware's Ferry and Macklemore. That was a bad one. They're still on the scene, been there for over half an hour. Taylor Road at East Chase, that's lined up, doing okay. Taylor Road at Atlanta Highway, also 65 and 85 busy, but doing okay. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. Equality of legal services providers greater than that of other attorneys. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we're heading towards summer.
Heading towards summer and cookouts and outdoor furniture and company coming. And there's just so much going on. And the flip-flops are out. Coolers are here. You just need to come see what we got.
You've got just about everything needed for summer entertaining.
We've got the dishes and the pots and pans and the outdoor furniture and the coolers. But also, don't forget the weddings and the tea and things like that, because we have it all.
On those hot days, this is a great place to be.
Yes, we have air conditioning. And if you walk all 3 floors and you get tired, come sit in the rocking chairs and just rest a while and watch other people get tired.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day, whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Martha Roby. Can we really trust her? Roby says she supports the president now, but Roby turned her back on President Trump when he needed her most. Listen.
Mr. Trump, I would like for you to step aside.
That's right. Martha Roby told Donald Trump to step aside and refuse to vote for him for president. Is that who we want to represent us in Congress? Changing Washington starts right here. Bobby Bright, Republican for Congress, for you.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
I'm Randall Houston, District Attorney for Elmore, Autauga, and Chilton Counties. I've known Bobby Bright for 25 years. Bobby is honest, competent, and conservative. When Bobby was in Congress, he worked closely with the district attorneys and made law and order a priority. With Bobby, it's about the people. We need this type of leadership for Alabama. We need Bobby Bright.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I appreciate the support of my friend, Randall Houston, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
I'm Rick Peters. My wife Jennifer and I have just finished the process of having our kitchen updated by Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations.
We love it. The kitchen cabinets look painted perfectly. The custom wine cabinet looks like it's always been there. The soft closed doors and drawers, along with the pullouts for storage, really make me feel like we have an upscale, modern kitchen.
The crew at Custom Cabinet Renovations were dependable, friendly, and professional. They completed the job in 5 days, estimated from the beginning, and went out of their way to make sure they cleaned up behind themselves.
We've been in our house for 11 years. With the kitchen upgraded by Custom Cabinet Renovations, I almost feel like we've gotten a new home. This kitchen is beautiful. It turned out even better than I imagined.